My name is Christine Doyle. I was born in Clancurry and lived in Dejara and grew up in Boolya. My mother was from two tribes, East Narada in the Northern Territory and Wankamatla on the border of Queensland. My mother was born at 1 mile on the bank of the Burke River in Boolya. She had 12 children. Around the time of the 60s and 70s, Mum took me and some of my siblings back to her country to meet our two sisters, Nancy, Muriel, and our brother David, for the first time. It was here that she told us the story that she had another daughter who was born in between Nancy and Muriel, and that her name was Audrey Lyons. Mum spoke often of Audrey to us children. Mum said Audrey was taken away from her, that she didn't know if she was still living. She talked to child welfare mob and told them her story, and they said they would try and help her. Mum received a phone call one day and was told that Audrey had passed away. However, Mum didn't want to believe and kept hoping that one day Audrey would come back home to meet her family. In the last year of Mum's life, she still believed that Audrey was around and that she would see her. Sadly, Mum passed away on the 2000 without finding her lost daughter and died of a broken heart. She was 80 years old. I spoke to Link Up in August 2015. I've forgotten all about it until the new counsellor rang me last year. Desley gave me some of information the researchers had found about my sister. In the meantime, I had met one of Audrey's children, Shan in Boolya. She was on another reunion organised by the Link Up South Australia. Not long after that, I've got a phone call from Audrey's son, Anthony, who lived in Sydney. It seems like we were being guided to connect. Audrey was born at an Aboriginal camp reserve at Boolya. At a young age, Audrey was taken while Mum was at work and she was placed in the care of her mother's employers, Mr. and Mrs. A.R. Clarence of Two Rivers Station. They later relocated to Sydney and took Audrey with them. Audrey had three children, Anthony, Gillian and Shan. She passed away on the 11th of February 1990 and was buried at Eastern Suburb Memorial Park in Sydney. Desley started planning a reunion for me and my support person, my sister Corrine, to go to Sydney to visit Audrey's resting place, to meet two of her children, Anthony and Gillian. In the months leading up to the reunion, there was regular phone contacts with Anthony and Gillian. Corrine and I were both excited when we left Mount Isa on the 5th of December. On our journey, on the first day, we had a family meeting with Anthony and Gillian, and I shared our family tree and family information, as well as the photos of our mother and siblings. We told them that they have over 200 relatives. Anthony and Jill provided photos of Audrey, christening days, wedding days, and as a mother and wife of her own family. They told us that the Clarence family gave Audrey a good life and that she was loved and cared for. They said that their mother knew she had family in Boolya, but she'd never made it back there. The following day, we went to Centenary Park for breakfast, and Anthony and Jill took us to look at the house where Audrey grew up, saw the church where she got married, and the funeral service, and the college she attended. We then visit Audrey's grave, and it started sprinkling, and Corrine and I became emotional because the rain is significant to us. Our grandfather was one of the rainmakers. He was one of the dancers who made rain. That was really very emotional with us because most of our family that we buried, we had rain on those days because our mother's dreaming is the fish, the black-brimmed corby. I broke down and cried. Of all my brothers and sisters, there's only three of us left today and we never had Audrey's funeral when she passed away. But I saw all my other brothers and sisters pass, so I'm very emotional about this. So I'm very sorry. I'll just keep reading on. This is the one that we all missed out on. It was wonderful to be with Anthony and Gillian and my sister Corinne and to support each other during this emotion time. Though it was a sad time, a sense of peace washed over, visiting Audrey's resting place. Could you read that?
Yeah.
On, please?
They also visited the Australian National Museum and saw some Aboriginal artefacts from Boulia and Djara there. This was a significant cultural learning experience for Gillian Anthony and his daughter Jacinta. Jacinta and Corinne have similar facial features and expressions, so there is a strong family resemblance. Plans have started for Anthony and Gillian to visit Boulia to meet the rest of the family. It was so good that Bethel Clay helped us to get started on our journey, and then Desley and Chris took us on our reunion. Many thanks to Link Up Queensland and also to Anthony and Gillian. Corinne and I appreciate all the hard work put into this wonderful trip.